Hey, One Hope Church Life Together Groups. Peter here, giving you a little sermon summary to help you get started on your discussion time. Second message in our series on the topic of heaven. And first, we just kind of reminded ourselves what we're talking about here. When we're talking about heaven, we're not talking about what's called the intermediate state, which is, you know, what happens after death, but before the resurrection, when Jesus returns and gives us new bodies. We're actually talking about the final state, our final home, when God creates a new heaven and a new earth, and we are given new physical bodies to live there, and that will be our final home, our final destination. So just a reminder, that is what the focus is. When we talk about heaven here in this context, that's what we're talking about. And then I just went through seven true things that I think we can glean from the Bible about heaven. And so I'll just kind of list these just to jog your memory, and so you can maybe have some conversation about these. Number one, it's going to be more solid than here. Sometimes we think of heaven as being more vapor-like and unreal compared to the solidness of our current existence, but it's really the opposite that's going to be the case. Number two, it'll be more familiar than alien. It'll certainly be different. There's some surprises. I didn't see that coming, but it will be more familiar than feeling really strange and other. And the resurrection of Jesus gives us the clearest hint of that, because Jesus was it's amazing how ordinary the resurrection appearances of Jesus was. I mean, yes, he had a glorified body. It was an upgrade, but it was a body, and he could eat food, and he had conversations and all that. So it's not so incredibly other or foreign. It's going to be more familiar than alien. It will feel like coming home. And then number three, it will not be a static existence. I mean, yes, we'll be perfect, but we won't know everything. It's going to be dynamic. We're still going to be growing and learning things. Number four, you will not be bored. We will have things to do. We're going to reign with Christ. We're going to, I think, use our gifts and talents, maybe ones that were never fully able to be developed in this life will be in the next. And number five, you're not going to miss the old earth. If you ever get an upgrade on an airplane to first class, you don't wonder what's going on in the coach section. No, it's going to be better. Even if there are certain things that we don't get to experience in the new earth that we do here, it's going to be better. It's going to be an upgrade. Every bit of it is going to be better than here. Number six, you will be your true self. Those of us with broken aspects of our physical bodies, it's going to be healed, and you're going to be you as you were meant to be. And the best part, though, is it's going to be you without sin, without the nagging sin that we all have to deal with. You'll be free of that. And then number seven, you will see God. God is our highest delight. All other joys are secondary, flow from God being the primary joy. All right, so those are the seven things. Have a great discussion around this.